Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
State the name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
Help. I need somebody. Help. Not just anybody. Help. You know I need someone.
We got a theme within the theme today. These are songs from the Beatles movies. This one from Help in 1965. Of course, the name of the song is Help. One of my favorite Beatles songs. All right, we are at the second quarterfinal match in the World Series of Face-Off. We have Jeff, the sixth seed in his bracket, against Justin, the eighth seed, who started out beating the one seed, Jason Ault. Justin, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Happy to have you. You feeling good about this today?
We'll see.
tell us a little information about who you are and what you do.
I'm going to be 3 for 3 for education. I'm an elementary principal at Marion.
Wow.
Marion, Kansas. So I get about 6 weeks off. So
nice.
We're getting back in the groove pretty soon.
How long have you been in Marion?
I'll start my eighth year.
Okay. Out, so. Are you from Marion?
Nope, I'm from around Garden City.
Okay. So. And Jeff, what about you?
Jeff looks like a kindergarten teacher.
Well, Bob, I wore my lucky underwear today, so I'm feeling pretty good. Well,
that may be too much information, but we'll go with it. All right, guys. Jeff, you go first as the higher seed. The category is Major League Baseball. From 1970 through 1979, 16 different players hit 40 or more home runs in a single season. From 70 to 79, 16 players, 40 or more home runs in a single season. Jeff, can you name them?
Reggie Jackson.
Reggie Jackson is not correct. Justin.
Joe Morgan.
Joe Morgan in the 1970s, 40 or more home runs. That is also not correct. Jeff?
Henry Aaron.
Henry Aaron did it twice, 40 in 1973, 47 in 1971. Justin?
I'm going to go with...
5 seconds.
Go with Johnny Bench.
Johnny Bench did it twice, 40 in 72, 45 in 1970. We are tied at one. Players who hit 40 or more home runs in the 70s, Jeff? 5 seconds.
Thurman Munson.
Thurman Munson is not correct. We go to the bottom of the third. Justin. 5 seconds.
Let's go with Roberto Clemente.
Roberto Clemente did not do that. 40 or more home runs in a single season in the 70s. Jeff?
Dale Murphy.
Dale Murphy, you're a little early on Dale Murphy. Justin, 70s, think back. You weren't born then, but what the hell?
Stan Musial.
Stan Musial, good.
little late on Stan.
Yeah, see,
Stan was in his 70s, in the 70s. Jeff, somebody's going to get one of these right. These are household names.
Mike Schmidt.
Mike Schmidt did it in 1979. He hit 45 home runs. Justin, you need a correct answer to extend the game. So you've got 5 seconds.
Hernandez for the Mets.
That is not correct. And Jeff moves on into the semifinals of the World Series of Faceoff. A very challenging game. Requires a good knowledge of baseball history. Here are the folks that weren't guests, and only three were. Dave Kingman, Gorman Thomas, Jim Rice, George Foster, Jeff Burrows, Willie Stargell, Davy Johnson, Darrell Evans, Frank Howard, Billy Williams, Harmon Killebrew, Tony Perez, and Carl Yastrzemski. Congratulations, Jeff.
I just snuck by on that one, Bob.
Yeah, that was a tough
category.
That's
all you got to do.
Justin, how old are you, by the
way? I'm 37.
What year were you born?
81.
So you weren't alive. Did you follow baseball history at all? Did you?
Not in the 70s, it looks like. So.
Well, nice try. That was right. A good game. Thank you, guys. All right, there you go. Jeff Moore against Jason. Is it Jason that won the first one?
No.
I'm so confused about
Andy
that
Andy won the
now.
First game.
You're sure about that?
Yep.
Andy Bartle and Jeff Moore will meet in the first semifinal tomorrow here at Side Pockets, coming up at around 4:20. Well, that was a tough category.
Wasn't easy.
The commissioner, Matthew Browning, came up with that category.
Yes, he did.
I would have known George Foster because he hit 52 in 1977, and at the time it was just otherworldly that a guy could hit 50 home runs in a season.
Yes, it was.
He did.
Hadn't happened since 61, had it?
Did it for the Big Red Machine. Johnny Bench also, of course, with the Big Red Machine. Let's see, did they have 40 concurrently? No. Bench did hit his 40 home runs earlier in the decade. Probably would have hopefully come up with Willie Stargell.
Yeah, I had him on the brain.
I would have thought of Gorman Thomas. Don't think I would have thought of Jeff Burrows. Well, I know I wouldn't have thought of him.
Wasn't he the MVP that year?
Davy Johnson, I know he had a great year, but I don't know that I would have thought of him. Darrell Evans. Would have liked to hope that I'd thought of Frank Howard. Yeah, that would have been tough. I would have been lucky to get two or three.
Not an easy one. Not an easy category.
In my opinion. And I followed the game back then.
Yeah, but those guys weren't exactly all 40 home run a year type of players.
No. Some were, and obviously some weren't. 869-1240. It's the I Got It at Tad's Locker Room hotline. We've got a little time before... Jive Talk here on the drive with Bob and Jeff. We're waiting to get somebody here from Side Pockets to tell us about what they've got going on here. This is a frequent hangout, at least in the day, of yours truly.
Quite often
you've been here quite often yourself, haven't you?
Yeah, it's a nice place.
Yeah.
Exceedingly nice, in fact.
Yeah, we're sitting in some chairs now that I could very easily nod off in. They are great nap chairs. We coming out here this fall for NFL on Sundays. It's a great place to watch the National Football League. Lots of TVs, including three that are very, very large televisions mounted on the walls. Great drink specials every day and great lunch specials every day here at Side Pockets, the corner of Kellogg and Tyler. Give us a call. We'd love to visit with you. We talked about the All-Star game, Josh Hader and his tweets that have come to the forefront. Mike Trout, who was at the forefront of the game last night. Let's talk about Kawhi Leonard. That stole the headlines. Here's the All-Star game. They had a big night, but all anybody wants to talk about today is Kawhi Leonard to Toronto. We had Fred VanVleet on the show yesterday.
Wonder if he knew.
Why didn't he tell us?
Yeah, that he could have broken some news just for us.
DeMar DeRozan goes to San Antonio on that deal, which involved a couple of other players, lesser players. Kawhi Leonard, chances of him staying past one season in Toronto?
Zero.
Zero?
Zero.
What if he loves the team?
Zero.
He can make more money staying in Toronto.
He can, but he will not. He will play. Will play for the Lakers. That is a 100.
I now hope that doesn't happen.
Why?
Because you're just so sure.
He's not going to stay with Toronto.
Did you think Paul George would stay in Oklahoma City? I will guarantee you that if I'd have asked you that question last year, you'd have said zero chance.
Yeah, but he's not going to go to the Lakers. He just isn't. He's not going to.
But
stay.
Wouldn't you have said that about Paul George?
Maybe, but I am more certain about Kawhi Leonard. All indications, he basically demanded that he be traded to the Lakers. He's going to play for the Lakers. He just is. That's not a personal opinion.
What if he's not? What if he comes back and he's not the same player?
Well, then
the Lakers still going to make that happen?
Even greater incentive for the Lakers to swoop in. Maybe get a guy at a when his value's low and
not a good player anymore.
And the risk, not a good player anymore. There's very little chance of that happening.
What if the injuries have taken their toll on Kawhi Leonard? Feasible.
He's not going to have an injury that's as bad as making him.
And hasn't his reputation been a little bit tarnished?
Maybe. But it's
Are
not,
we
it's
big
not gonna
Kawhi
matter.
Leonard fans?
He's a top five player in the league.
Yeah, but he's a whiny baby, isn't he?
I've never heard him whine once.
Well, he sat out on his team this year.
No, I don't know the extent of his injury. I have no evidence. I cannot vouch for how severe or
debilitating. Didn't the Spurs say he was capable of playing their team doctors?
Yeah, but he went to other doctors.
And told them what to say.
Not maybe.
Didn't
want to
play.
Why would a guy not want to play, though?
You tell me.
That doesn't
to send the signal that I want out of here.
Well, he got out.
And I'm not a big Kawhi fan.
Well, I don't know if Kawhi did anything.
I'm just saying that
sometimes relationships go bad.
Why are we blaming
the player here?
I'm blaming the player.
Why?
Because there's no track record of anybody not wanting to play in San Antonio.
Okay, but for this one person, the relationship went sour. That's a two-sided.
Everybody wants to play for Popovich.
That's a two-sided equation when a relationship goes bad. It doesn't matter who's involved. Both sides are typically responsible to some degree and to blame. So it's impossible to take sides when we don't have all the information.
What do you mean it's impossible? We take sides on every issue known to man and never have all the information. You think there's all the information? Who has all the information?
We don't have even part of the information.
We have enough that I can make a judgment on how I feel about Kawhi Leonard.
Well, then go for it. I think that I don't know why you would.
I mean, that's what sports is, being a fan and making judgments and having opinions. We don't ever get all the information.
So Kawhi Leonard's just wrong here.
In my opinion, I'm not a big fan of the way he conducted himself.
But he didn't conduct himself.
In San Antonio
this year. He hasn't given an interview. He hasn't said anything.
Right. That's conducting yourself.
No, he hasn't done anything. He literally has done nothing.
It's conducting yourself to not give interviews. It's saying, I'm not going to explain myself.
So if he would have said, man, I really hate the Spurs.
I don't owe an explanation to the Spurs fans who have made it possible for me to play in the NBA. I'm just out of it.
No, they haven't.
They've supported him.
Yeah, but they didn't make
it. Who pays his salary?
The Spurs.
How did the Spurs get the money to pay that salary?
Come on.
No, really. Answer my question. I'm curious what you think.
They're a huge conglomerate of a franchise.
So the fans aren't. When you break down the pie chart of how money is generated in the NBA, it starts with the fan base, correct?
It does not start with the fan base.
It
starts
doesn't?
With ownership who has the money to pay these players. They could draw five people, and Spurs ownership would still be able to pay pretty exorbitant salaries. Their TV contracts pay the salaries. Corporate partnerships.
What a horrible
corporate
thought.
Partnerships.
So they don't even need fans? Is that what
not
you're
really.
Saying?
Not really. That's a small piece of how NBA players
are
paid.
Are you serious?
I'm completely serious.
That's amazing to me. Go look that up. Find out how much.
I don't pay anybody's salary.
Fans aren't ultimately responsible for salaries.
No.
How many owners would buy a team without the fan?
The goal is to get fans into the building. But
why?
But there are so many other. Because it's an entertainment business. You want people to be there, but there are so many other ways to make money as an owner of a sports franchise.
Why do they charge?
Because it's a business.
I have trouble following you.
You pay to watch.
You
the
have
players.
Some viewpoints that honestly I've never heard before.
Really?
Yeah.
You think Max? Do fans pay the salaries?
No, the TV.
But the TV is there because of the fans. If fans weren't generating interest or going to the buildings to watch these teams play, there would not be television contracts.
Well, yeah, I guess everything ultimately
That's what I said. It all starts with the fan base. There's nothing else if there's not fans.
Fine.
That's what I said.
Okay.
Why did you spend 10 minutes arguing
with
me?
That's a small part of where the money comes from, though.
But without the fans, there's no money.
Fine.
Where's the sound effect, Tommy? I mean, that's just a given. Let's take a break. It seems like I'm taking breaks out of frustration.
Why are we taking a break?
It's 4:55. We've got Jive Talk next. Is Duda in the house?
Duda's out there.
I thought I saw him. Maybe we'll get Duda up here to join us for a moment, unless he's had a couple too many. The guy has a little bit of an issue. Back on the drive after this.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.